Charles, by the grace of God, King of the Franks and Lombards and Patrician of the Romans, to the revered man his dearest brother Offa, King of the Mercians, sends greetings of present prosperity and eternal blessedness in Christ. Between royal dignities and exalted personages of the world, the keeping of the laws of friendship joined in the unity of peace and the concord of holy love with the deepest affection of heart is wont to be of profit to many. And if we are commanded by our Lord's precept to untie the knots of enmity, how much more ought we to take care to secure the links of love? Hence, most beloved brother, mindful of the ancient pact between us, we have sent these letters to your reverence, that the treaty established in the root of faith may flourish in the fruit of love. Having perused your brotherly letters, which have at diverse times been brought to us by the hands of your messengers, and endeavouring to reply adequately to the several suggestions of your authority, we first give thanks to the Almighty God for the sincerity of the Catholic faith which we found laudably set down in your pages, recognizing you to not only be a most strong protector of your earthly country, but also a most devout defender of the holy faith. Concerning pilgrims, who, for the love of God and the salvation of their souls, desire to reach the thresholds of the blessed apostles, as we granted formerly, they may go in peace, free from all molestation, bearing with them the necessities for their journey. But we have discovered that certain persons fraudulently mingle with them for the sake of commerce, seeking gain, not serving religion. If such are found among them, they are to pay the established toll at the proper places. The others may go in peace, immune from toll. You have written to us also about merchants, and by our mandate we allow that they shall have protection and support in our kingdom, lawfully according to the ancient custom of trading. And if in any place they are afflicted by wrongful oppression, they may appeal to us or to our judges, and we will then order true justice to be done. Similarly, our men, if they suffer any injustice in your dominion, are to appeal to the judgment of your equity, lest any disturbance should arise anywhere between our men. Regarding the priest Odbert, who desires on his return from Rome to live abroad for the love of God, as he often says, and did not come to accuse you, I inform you, dear brother, that we have sent him to Rome with the other exiles who, in fear of death, have taken refuge under the wings of our protection. So that, in the presence of the Apostolic Lord and your Archbishop, since, as your letters have informed us, they had bound themselves by a vow, their cause may be heard and judged, that equitable judgment may be effective where pious intercession failed. What could be safer for us than that the opinion of the Apostolic authority should determine a case in which the views of others disagree? As for the black stones which your reverence begged to be sent to you, let a messenger come and consider what kind you have in mind, and we will willingly order them to be given, wherever they are to be found, and will help with their transport. But as you have intimated your wishes concerning the length of the stones, so our people make a demand about the size of the cloaks, that you may order them to be such as used to come to us in former times. Moreover, we make known to your love that we have sent a gift from our Dalmatics and Pauls to the various episcopal sees of your kingdom and of Ethelred's, in alms for the apostolic Lord Hadrian, our father and your friend, beseeching you to order diligent intercession for his soul, not having any doubt that his blessed soul is at rest, but to show our trust and love towards a friend most dear to us. Also, the blessed Augustine has taught that intercessions of ecclesiastical piety ought to be made for all, asserting that to intercede for a good man profits him who does it. Also, from the treasure of earthly riches, which the Lord Jesus Christ has granted us with freely bestowed kindness, we have sent something to each of the metropolitan cities, also to your love. For joy and thanksgiving to Almighty God, we have sent a belt and a Hunnish sword and 2 silk palls. To the end that everywhere among Christian people the divine clemency may be preached, and the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be glorified in eternity, we pray that you cause assiduous intercessions to be made for us and for our faithful subjects, nay, more, for all Christian people, that the most merciful goodness of the heavenly King may deign to protect, exalt, and extend the kingdom of the Holy Church. May Almighty God deign to preserve in long-lasting prosperity the excellence of your dignity, unimpaired for the protection of His Holy Church. Most longed for brother.